You're listening to SBS News.
People are thinking, now hard work, belong all people, belong this black country. This black country, now people belong in, now by kissing independence.
Grand Chief Sir Michael Somare, Papua New Guinea's longest-serving Prime Minister and father of the nation. After more than 70 years of Australian rule, he united a fractured country of 3 million people and more than 700 language groups. He advocated strength through independence, not the status quo, speaking here just after sovereignty in 1975.
A lot of people in this country thought, we wouldn't be able to do it. They were talking in terms of two or three decades, while I was talking in terms of a few years.
He headed the nation four times, was its longest-serving leader, a total of 17 years, and was chief minister before decolonisation. His family, in a statement, said he passed away from pancreatic cancer in a Port Moresby hospital. Sir Michael's career spanned more than five decades, co-founding the PANGU Party, which led the first government of the sovereign nation with him as Prime Minister. He was never far from the spotlight or centre of power. Journalist Sean Dorney was the ABC's PNG correspondent and knew Sir Michael since before independence.
He had fantastic charisma and he could get people together. He could negotiate. He was a great compromiser.
One of the privileged few with a Western-style education, Sir Michael was known as a consensus maker and became the nation's most enduring leader.
I think his greatest legacy is this long after independence, with so many different language groups, so many different cultures in PNG, that the country is still one country.
A towering figure in Pacific regional politics, Sir Michael established diplomatic relations with China and helped broker the South Pacific Nuclear Free Zone Treaty in the early 1980s at the South Pacific Islands Forum.
No point in saying we should have a free nuclear zone and at the same time accepting ships.
A close friend of Australia, he stood regularly as Prime Minister alongside counterparts Gough Whitlam, Malcolm Fraser, Bob Hawke, John Howard and finally Kevin Rudd.
The fact that Papua New Guinea and Australia remain friends to this day and the closest of friends owes a lot to Michael Somare's personal contribution to the relationship. And it is remarkable, given the historical nature of our relationship and its colonial and neo-colonial overtones, that we've managed to sustain such a good relationship with our nearest northern neighbour. And Michael Somare has been so much part of that. Also, defending his own country's economic interests robustly.
Paying tribute, PNG Prime Minister James Marape.
This is possibly the biggest moment in our nation's history in as far as loss is concerned.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
I just want to honour him in his passing and reaffirm Australia's great friendship, more than friendship, our family relationship with the people of Papua New Guinea.
But it wasn't always smiles. Sir Michael rejected Australian criticism that hundreds of millions of dollars of aid from PNG's largest donor had failed to deliver. Relations between the countries dipped to a low when Sir Michael was ordered to remove his shoes on arrival in Brisbane Airport for a security check in 2005, during the Howard years. He also opposed the use of Manus Island to detain refugees and asylum seekers under Mr. Howard's Pacific Solution, signed by the government of Prime Minister Sir Makeri Murauta, who also died earlier this year.
We will not take more than 1,000 refugees. This is an agreement which the previous government signed. We will honour it and hopefully we will fade out.
In 2010, his political career looked to be over when he was ousted as Prime Minister by his successor, Peter O'Neill, sparking a constitutional crisis. He briefly returned to the post in 2011. Sean Dorney recalls the tumultuous times.
If he had one failing, it was hanging on a little too long. His early period as Prime Minister was fantastically full of achievements. But later on in his sort of subsequent terms as Prime Minister, he didn't quite have the same uniting power that he'd had at the beginning.
Sir Michael stayed in Parliament, but financial scandals marred his later years. He denied wrongdoing and retired in 2016, with these the last words of his valedictory speech in the chamber.
I gave my best years in this country and I serve as a politician. I hope you will each find the grace to continue our dream of our great nation, Papua New Guinea. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.